Proclamation number 6967, dated the November 13th, 1957. Spiritual coercion. You are in spiritual bondage as long as your fellow human beings force your will, as long as you are not given the right to make your own free decisions. Consequently, it cannot ever be my intention for you to be under threat of eternal punishment or be obliged to accept or reject what is prescribed to you. You should make an entirely free decision, because your free will should decide. Hence each individual person should make his own decision, because this determines the soul's fate after death. I myself will not force you. Neither have I given you any commandments which could restrict your free will. Because even my commandment of love requires your free will, since love may not be compelled, which should be self-evident to every person. But only love will develop the knowledge of truth. And thus you humans cannot benefit when it is specified what you should believe, what you should accept as truth. Because only a person living with love will be able to assess whether the doctrines given to you will correspond to the truth. And this assessment has to be undertaken by every person himself. He may not be prevented from doing so by prohibition or commandments. Because the latter is spiritual coercion. The consequence of such coercion is that people are living by a variety of misguided teachings and will not make their own effort to find their way out for fear of threatened punishment. Every human being is entitled to his freedom of thought, and only his own assessment can result in happiness. Every dogmatic set of guidelines is spiritual coercion, irrespective of whether it is true or not. I constantly offer you humans the pure truth, but I do not force you to accept it, precisely because you should make your own free decision during your earthly life. And coercive measures are always an admission of weakness, of inability, to make people achieve an objective by other means. Anyone who genuinely wants to serve me should, with much love, try to draw other people's attention to the benefit of thinking and acting correctly. Time and again he should preach to them my gospel of love. He should urge them to conduct themselves with love but refrain from all coercive measures. He can ask his fellow human beings to repeatedly listen to the proclamation of the divine word. He should remind them to do so kind-heartedly. But he should not make them do so under threat of divine punishment or use the commandments to force them, because this is not in accordance with my will. For this reason I cannot agree with humanly decreed ecclesiastical laws which all merely impel a performance of duty but frequently undermine the voluntary dedication to me. And I can even less approve the prevention of inspecting the spiritual literature of other schools of thought. Because every person should also be allowed to consider its truth, and he will also be able to do so if he is sincere in his desire for truth and asks me myself for assistance. Freedom of thought and free will are decisive for a successful earthly life of a person. Because I only value the results of free will, whereas anything that was imposed as a duty or fulfillment of a commandment is worthless before my eyes. Anyone who is making an effort to live a life of love will also clearly recognize that love alone is the crucial factor for the human being to live in truth. Then he will also realize that all commandments have become null and void because a loving person will act in accordance with my will by himself. He will also know that every person has to struggle with himself so as to be able to make a decision based on free will. Because love alone is the bond with me, who is love itself, and as soon as he walks the earthly path with me, due to his life of love, his will is also directed such that he will no longer require any human commandments. As far as I am concerned, you are free at all times. But my adversary will forcefully try to gain you for himself. And since he is unable to force you himself, you will attempt to achieve it through people who belong to him. Therefore reject all coercion, because it is always a sign of he who intends to corrupt you. Amen.